Okay, State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer, Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. Oh, man, the big hits just keep on coming for football. Football, we're getting all in that starting tomorrow, obviously. It was rumored that K-State might opt out of a bowl. And I kind of talked about a little bit of the reasons, not knowing they actually do it, go through with it. But I'll touch on that tomorrow when we begin the new week. But this is all about trouble brewing. K-State men's basketball postcast of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports, your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you again for tuning in, downloading this podcast, wherever you listen to your favorite podcast there as well. I'm going to get into this briefly here, postcast. Seton Hall shuts down K-State 78-67 yesterday in Manhattan, Kansas there. Sold out. Almost sold out. Okay, Bramlage Coliseum. Shout out to the fans out there who made it out to watch the men's basketball team. But lose yet again. Fourth game in a row. Losing after starting out the year 5-0. Now you have lost four straight, and really the big news coming out of here, and maybe I need to dig more deeper into it. But yeah, a lot of notifications that I'm getting on my Garmin. Talking about Jerome Tang getting injected the technical there as well in his ball game. Maybe I'll just talk about that separately this week as well. But Seton Hall, we knew K-State was going up against there. One of the more defensive teams in the country there, in the top 15, scoring defense, turnover margin, blocks, and steals there. Wildcats turn the basketball over. Oh my goodness, 16 times in 22 points. It's not winning basketball. It's not winning basketball. Whether you turn the ball over, you turn the ball over, football, basketball, you make mistakes in the field. Baseball, you get the drill. You make a mistake. You make a mistake running. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how much you prepare. It doesn't matter. You're not focused enough. You're gonna make a mistake there as well. And K-State continues to make plenty of mistakes in this four-game losing streak here. On top of that, Jerome Tang getting ejected. Not ejected. I keep saying that. The technical foul, which he was, from what I've heard. And what I saw on old Twitter was not very happy. Again, I gotta see it there, obviously. And obviously, all this, and then you have Colin Klein, obviously, indeed, which we'll get into, because we wanted to make sure Colin Klein reintroduce, we should say, to the K-State Nation. Doesn't help. does not help the cause there as well, because Colin Klein and fam. What's interviewed? This was something that's kind of in the works, actually, ahead of time, anyway. And everybody else was talking about it there as well. I had the fortunate opportunity to meet Colin's wife, Shaylin, a couple of times on a couple of running events that they're hosting there as well. So I kind of, I don't know her, nor her, but I have a brief impression. So it's awesome to have them back in Manhattan. This is the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Seton Hall takes care of business, shuts down any cover mind effort from K-State last night, or say yesterday afternoon. Man, I'm jumping all over the place. But anyway, the majority of the story, K-State miss basketball, lose again by a count of 78-67 in front of a large crowd turnout in Bramlage Coliseum yesterday afternoon there as well. Yeah, Seton Hall went up 8 points there before Dorian Buca helped rally K-State in his ball game early. And what about K-State yet again started off slow? I don't know what it is. This might be the makeup of this basketball team. They keep starting out slow out the blocks. It's just not going to work. It's not going to cut it. Especially here at home. You got a little bit more momentum. You got Colin Klein back over there. That could have been a leading spark, but I don't know what Jerome Tang was trying to do there, trying to spark his team or whatnot, but what it is, they're just too slow. I think the last three games now, just too slow getting out of the box. And again, if you're on a track, if you know 100 meter, 200 meter dash, you know what I'm saying, right? You get off slow, off to a bad start. You're gonna lose. You're not gonna catch. Let me put it this way. Y'all can understand it. Y'all definitely not gonna catch up there as well. So I keep saying, falling behind in these basketball games gonna eat you alive, and they keep on falling behind in these basketball games late there as well. Let's just take a look at the box score here, inside the box score here, to another loss here for K-State basketball. And yeah, they're if I can get it up here, it's taking a little bit of time here on the show. Seton Hall, by the way, goes 9-1, ups the record to 9-1. And for the second straight year, K-State gets beat by a Big East opponent and now drops to 5-4. Yeah, you're in the game. Despite all that, you're in the ball game by 6. You're trailing by 6 at the break there before Seton Hall just creeped ahead a little bit by little, right? They were as well. For Seton Hall, who shot, oh, by the way, let me see what they did. Now, Seton Hall, they only shot 38% from the field, and worse, from the three, 21% for shooting from the three, no, 21% shooting from the from three. They were led by three players, by A.J. Stanton McCray, 16 points yesterday. And this is ugly. They won ugly. Oh my goodness. This is what they've been calling card. This is ugly. 3-15. Adam Clark, 10 points. He was 4-13. Elijah Fisher had a decent game. 5-9 from the field. 16 points. And he had 5 rebounds on the afternoon. Yeah, this was ugly. Ugly. Ugly here, but this is what Seton Hall likes it. Ugly game. And it made K-State just look like it had been in these last several games. But really, Nebraska, okay, they were right there. But these last three games not look good. And then on the other side of here, Kamari McGriff, your leading scorer for your K-State Wildcats yesterday afternoon in Bramlage, 12 points. Kamari McGriff, 5-8. And one of them, P.J. Haggerty, did. He and three other. Well, despite all that, you're even with this loss, 5 K-Staters. You would have thought that, only 2 would be double digits here. 5 K-Staters here in double figures and points. P.J. Haggerty, Bashir, Nate Johnson, your big 3 on this end of the spectrum, all have 11 points. All had 11 points in this basketball game. And then you had David Castillo, another solid day afternoon, 10 points off the bench here, 4-14 from the field in this ball game. Others who scored, C.J. Jones added 6. Dorian Buca, as I mentioned, the jump to scoring for K-State, 5-5. Moby had 1. Everybody else had nothing. So there you go. So there you go as well. A shot from the field, same as Seton Hall. Really, same across the board. 37% shooting from the field, 20% shooting. So they eagled that. Yeah, and still lost the game by 11 points there. A second chance points, 10. This score was tied 3 times. Points in the paint, 34. Fast pick points, 12. Points off of turnovers, 7. Only 12 bench points of the afternoon for K-State there in this loss there. So you got to figure this out. Yeah. So somewhere in here, in between a questionable loss with Bowling Green, I still don't know how we lost to them there, but yes, and I'm getting a notification just now. So yeah, so officially breaking news here in the postcast, which we'll dive into this a lot more as we go into the week, entering the week. K-State has rejected their bowl invitation. So with all that's going, what's happened throughout this week, the book in this week, Colin Klein coming on back to Manhattan to be your head coach, and all of a sudden it's not his football team. Yeah, he's got to get through his deal with the Texas A&M Aggies as OC still. But on the other side, with what's going on here, wow. So it's a little bit stunning a little bit to hear that. I mean, you're 6-6, but I've given out. I guess the main reason you lose that ball game, you'd be back under 500 there as well. So there's a lot, and then you got players in the transfer portal going in there. Four that I know of that going in there, maybe more coming up there as well. So, man, I guess if you want to spin it there for the big two sports in Manhattan, Colin Klein coming back to the Little Apple, the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer here for a couple more minutes here. I want to watch football for the rest of the day. So it's been quite the week, work-wise. Well, it's been super busy, obviously, with the holidays and all that other stuff. K-State football all over the map, and men's basketball continuing to spiral down. And then here in a bit, women's basketball going to be playing 13th-ranked Oklahoma Ole Miss. We'll see how that goes there as well. So, this is going to get, I mean, aside from pulling the call on the client news aside for a minute, yeah, the big two sports, yeah, baby, we in trouble. So there's that. Man, but the other than that there as well here, let me see here if I can pull anything. Yeah, Jerome Tang offensively. We're going to talk getting into this now. This has been an issue. We started a house of fire, but now things going back to reality a little bit, and this team cannot find the answer right now. They have dropped four straight. Jerome Tang right here for a minute as, look at that. We'll see how long that lasts. But anyways, real quick before we wrap this postcast up, slash breaking news of the podcast here, Jerome Tang on this offense. Quote, I don't think there's a common theme because last game we had only 6 turnovers, so it wasn't our turnover issue last game. Last game we were selfish and didn't share the ball. This game, I think we tried to share the ball. And I mean, you got to give the teams we're playing credit for what they've been doing. We have to do a better job of attacking how they're guarding us, but at the end of the day, it's a make or miss game, and I'll go to war with these dudes shooting the shots they are taking because I see them making them every day in practice, so we just continue to get better at it, end quote. Well, again, yeah, so it's like, again, runners, right? If you're not hitting your times, if you're not hitting your paces, I don't know how I'm going to categorize it. I mean, yeah, you can hit them, but when it gets in the actual game, actual race, it can be different. You can hit them, but in the second half, if you're not hitting them, you're not going to get your time. Right? So it's the same thing as go. I don't know what's going on. I'm not there at these practices. I'm not watching these guys. Obviously, Abdi Bashir, after what the Bowling Green game this week, was probably after the game. Was it right back to work in there shooting shots he was making? But if you're not making them, I mean, it's one thing to make it in practice. I definitely understand that. It's another thing to make the game. It's another thing to perform. Practice and game are two different things. You do all this running, all this in the practice, but when the big light shine on you, you better step up and make the play. And right now, this K-State offense, not getting it done right now. PJ Haggerty keeps kind of going down a little bit. That's his worst. If you look at it scoring wise, that's his worst game of the year. 11 points coming out of your star guard right there. Right now, they're not making it. K-State ain't making the right ain't making the proper adjustments right now. Because it was once a PJ Haggerty show, and now all of a sudden they're taking that away, and teams are figuring it out. And now it's just like, again, sorry, y'all, the Kansas City Chiefs, you know, and once everybody figures it out, you know, you're screwed. Can the Kansas City basketball team figure it out here before it gets even worse? I don't know. What's the next game here? Because I ramble on here. I'm gonna end this right here, right now. Yeah, we already covered that here. And now, yeah, here's the other thing. 4 in a row, we already mentioned that. That's the big thing. Back-to-back home non-conference losses. You got to go back to the COVID year when the last time K-State men's basketball suffered back-to-back losses. So there's that for you, if there was any there as well. So next time, yeah, so Mississippi Valley State comes to Manhattan on, I want to say, yeah, they go right back to work tomorrow. So Mississippi Valley State is the opponent for PJ Haggerty and company tomorrow night. I want to say here, I'm sorry, guys, here, just after 7 o'clock. So there you go on that. So we'll see what happens. I can jumble on and on, but we already talked about the issues with this team, and they continue to go on, and I better not, I'll put my foot in my mouth if they do that, if they were to this really, really stumble. But yeah, man, you got to get right game here. It's time to really figure things out here, because we're coming up to the end of the year, and before we know it, we're going to come up to conference play, and if they don't figure it out fast, woo, we know the Big 12 is one of the toughest conferences in the country when it comes. I know the SEC had its year last year and all that, but we have the national runner-up coming out of this conference. That's Houston. We ain't nowhere close to that. So, yeah, man. So, we'll see what happens, obviously. And this is a get-right game tomorrow night for K-State, if any. The snap, this four-game losing streak. And more importantly, they've lost back-to-back games. Wasn't really aware of that until just reading that stat. So there you go. Now, the Pro Boxing Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it where a podcast found free, available daily, where a chance to record K-State content, Podbean app, Greer 3 Ace Podcast, move on, bonus coverage of your cast there with myself and Alex Ain. And of course, make sure you do tell a fellow K-State fan about the Purple Project Podcast here. We've been rocking and rolling really throughout the month of November up until this point. Really, we come at you every single day, no matter what, including unless EG3 ain't focused and not uploading episodes daily like it's supposed to. But we've been off and rolling here on the show, so definitely, I don't know when this is going to come out, honestly. Probably tomorrow, probably tomorrow morning, since they're playing tomorrow night. So we'll roll that off, and we'll go ahead and roll off the volleyball team ending the season last night in Lincoln, Nebraska against Nebraska in the NCAA tournament. We'll roll that out tonight for y'all as well. So hey, if you're a K-State fan and want to keep up your Big 2 sports right now, outside of Colin Klein news going the wrong direction, I keep telling y'all that. I ain't making that up, telling y'all. But anyways, yeah, make sure you subscribe to this podcast, iTunes, Spotify. Y'all know what it is here on the show. Seton Hall, 78. Kansas State, 67. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. This is Eddie Greer coming to you from an overcast, chill, Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another postcast edition of the Pro Watcher Podcast, all things K-State Athletics. Go Cats.